Conspiracy, and we just heard Jaco Homo from
the final essential call is the roost folks. Call. It is a deadly soon. Call. Use it when you're in a roost or near a roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause.
Look at this.
Two men calling at the same time has always been a
crow.
Here is a...
It switched to record. It wasn't operating when I bust in here, but it is now.
Radio Valencia to burst. This is DJ Fraser. This is the Escape Velocity Show. And if you happen to be listening live, it's Mount St. Helens Day, May 18th. The anniversary of Mount St. Helens going blammo back in 1981. I remember it well. But that was 1981, and the current year, as we date stamp this for posterity, is 2026. It is a beautiful day here in San Francisco. I wish you were here with me in person, if not in spirit. How you doing? Thanks so much for coming along for the ride. We are going to escape the gravitational pull, whatever bullshit's keeping you grounded. Here until 2 o'clock. Gonna start off with some high intensity grooving. This here is Youth and a guy named Gotti. The song is called Astronaut Alchemist. Could it be any better for the Escape Velocity? A song like that, a name like that. Youth is in the pantheon of post-punk musicians. He was in a band called Killing Joke, but his input is into more songs than you know. I guarantee you've heard his work. This particular track came out in 2020, and it is the Pitch Black's Hubristic Prayer Formance Mix. Youth and Gotti here on Radio Valencia. And give it over to the guys who know what they're doing. Unlike myself. See y'all in a little while.
other words, all that I really know about the outside world is related to me through my electrical connection. Why, that would mean that I really don't know what the outside universe is like at all, for certain.
That's it!
Soup Dragons here on Radio Valencia. This is Escape Velocity with David James Fraser. Yeah, musical Molly from circa 1990 vintage from the Soup Dragons Mother Universe dub remastered from their album Love Gods. Kind of a god theme set there. We also heard The Gods Must Be Crazy by Youth and Gaudi. So it's just a lovely day here in San Francisco, sometimes unusual here in the month, the merry, merry month of May can often be when our friend Carl the Fog comes back, migrates back into the area from wherever he wherever he winters, and now he's back, like, the, you know what Mark Twain is often credited as saying, that the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. So, yeah, you better not come visit. Terrible, terrible place to come visit. Thanks so much for having me along. How are you doing? I hope you're well. I'm sending out the positive vibes in your direction. I'm going to keep things going here until 2 o'clock. Wanted to tell you about a band called Loop and a song called The World Is In Your Eyes. This is a song. That's an album. The song is called Spinning, and this is part 2 of that song. It's epic. Have a listen. Eco Belly here on Radio Valencia on Beatable Epic Lush Stuff off of their album Lustra. That song is called O. Goes out to the letter O, I guess. As a lot of people say, it is the best letter O. You'll get no argument from me. It is a good one. In case you forgot, it's sort of a, updated Schoolhouse Rock kind of song. The letter O going out to you from Eco Belly and Radio Valencia. Before that, we heard a song called Strawberries. Asobi Sixu off an album called Citrus. That's a 2006 release. And we started off the set with a song called Spinning from an artist called Loop. And the album's called The World in Your Eyes from 1987. That's what it says. I'm having a hard time believing it because I never heard of it. Not too surprising, although I was around and deeply immersed in music at the time. But man, it just sounds incredibly contemporary and or I guess another word would be timeless. Like me. DJ Fraser here on Radio Valencia, and just going to keep going with the post-punk, but there's like lots of twists and turns as we explore the musical universe of stuff that just caught my ear this week. There is another DJ on another freeform radio station that shall go nameless. One city wasn't enough for them, and so they have recently interloped into the Bay Area as well. Mixed feelings about it because they are the best and the awesomest. And the DJ plays a song by this artist a lot, but he doesn't play the song. This is The Call You Run.
You work until you drop.
Run and you run and you run.
China by the Red Rockers, going out to a certain orange someone who recently had a trip to Red China. That is off of their album Good as Gold from 1983. Kind of getting my college radio groove on in that little set, just two songs, Red Rockers. And the other song we heard was The Call You Run from the Let the Day Begin. That's your hint for the the song that gets played a lot on one of those other freeform type radio stations, of which we are one. Radio Valencia is freeform radio at its best, going on 15, 16 years here. Transmissions from the mission. We're always looking for DJs, so if you have something in mind for a show, hit us up at Radio Valencia at station.fm. Just come to our webpage. Just come to radiovalencia.fm. Find us that way. Drop us a note. Tell us what you have in mind. Got a full studio. Really easy to get to here in the Mission District of San Francisco. Only thing that's missing is you, so hit us up. All right, I was sort of left to contemplate the intersection of many things. But I'll let the music do the talking and catch up with you in a little while.
flash shoots up in the sky, looking just like a dirty syringe. Energy vampires suck limousines, the locusts ate their gods. Lepers on the loose released the torment of rejection so long ago. Metal masochists, leather stud stars, legends in their own minds.
I never knew that you were a true. It's so-
Down with a song called Blue Hour by William J. Canning. What I started to say at the top of the set was I'm left to contemplate the intersection, as I always am, between what music nerds, and this will sound insane if you're not a music nerd, where is the intersection between post-punk and goth and shoegaze? I leaned into that exploration a little bit on that last set. In reverse order, we heard from the Night Beats a song called Shangri-La off of their album Who Sold My Generation. That's more contemporary stuff, like 2016. A sort of contemporary version of a song called Shades of Green. It was a single that was remixed and put out by The Mission, who were kind of a big deal in the 80s. But, you know, actually, come to think of it, I saw them a couple years ago with the Chameleons. But I was there for the Chameleons, so I didn't really give them a fair shake, to be honest. So they could have been awesome. I hope I didn't miss out on anything. I did see them once back in the day, though, and they had a gigantic illuminated crucifix that seemed, in my memory, seemed to be about 20 feet tall. That was their main lighting for the stage. Gothic. Also heard from the Lords and the New Church. Now, when they came up with that name, I have to imagine they were like, oh, we're just going to go. We're going to find the limit and then go over it. I mean, they can't be serious. They got to be laughing. It is a pretty epic name. Lords of the New Church, Tale of Two Cities. Not too shabby. I mean, I can well imagine a large group of trench coat wearing youths going absolutely bananas to that song. The album's called Is Nothing Sacred. And we started off the set with a song called No Hits from a song called Black Mountain off their album Black Mountain. So next up, I'm going to get deep down into bands that will be coming, one band that will be coming, and many bands that played just in this last weekend, and I'll just preview. So that included Underworld, Sleaford Mods, played just a couple blocks away from where we are right now. Cabaret Voltaire, seeing the light of day again. Echo and the Bunnymen, as you may know, my favorite all-time band. But right now, this is Chapter House. They're coming around real soon. Check your local listings.